We've been friends for a while now. And I just got off the phone with you telling you my exciting news. I'll be flying, to where you live for business next week. We finally get to meet face to face. It's strange becoming so close to someone you've met online. But you were quite excited and said that when I got into town, you'd treat me to dinner. And that makes me even more excited. So, a week goes by in a flurry of quick emails exchanged between you and I, chats when we can get it in, phone calls when we have the time. And I can just hear it in your voice, and you can hear in mine just the excitement of we're finally going to be able to meet face to face. The day for me to fly out finally comes, and I'm just antsy with excitement that, I finally get to meet you. And I can't wait. I'm just so excited. When I finally get out of baggage claim from the airport, I make my way over to the rental car here and get my car and whatnot and drive to my hotel. You had told me to give you a call when I got into town, so I got settled and you'd take me to dinner that night and whatnot, so I get up to my room, grab a quick shower to get all refreshed, and I'm walking around my hotel room in just a towel. And I decide I should call. The phone rings a few times. You answer. Tell you in a very excited tone, "I'm here. I'm at my hotel." And you laugh a bit. You say, "Lovely. Well, do you want me to pick you up from the hotel? Do you want to meet at the restaurant? What would you like to do?" I say, "Let's just meet at the restaurant. That'll work." We continue chatting for a few more minutes. You give me the name of the restaurant and the address and whatnot. And I tell you, well, if we're going to meet at the restaurant here in a little bit, I've got to get dressed. I'm only walking around in my towel. I get an appreciative groan, I guess, is what you could call it from you. You say, "Don't tempt me. I might just show up and surprise you at your hotel." I'm like, "Well, that would..." I'm like, "You owe me dinner. That would ruin it." In a joking tone, I say back, and you laugh a bit, and you say, "I'll see you in a little bit at the restaurant." I said, "You too," and we hang up. Get dressed. I decide on a casual but dressy little black dress. Kind of more of a, got a fitted top. Flows around, fitted around the waist and then just flows out into a nice flowy skirt around my hips. Nice pair of black heels. Whatnot, And I decide that instead of... I'm pretty sure you're driving, so it's safe to say I could just take a cab to the restaurant. It'd be pointless to drive just a few blocks. Because I do believe that you said that the restaurant was just a few blocks away. As I walk outside, I realize there's no chance I'm going to get a cab. The streets are packed, and so I look at the address one more time and pull out my phone and do a quick map search and realize it is only a few blocks away and I could easily walk there. These heels aren't too bad. So walk to the restaurant and get there just in time to see you actually walking up to the door yourself. And you haven't seen me yet, but I see you. You're standing there in a nice pair of slacks and a nice white button-down shirt. And I just stand there for a moment and just appreciate you. And then I walk closer to the restaurant and you happen to look around and you finally spot me. And you just get the biggest grin on your face. And I just smile back and just as big in return. I walk up to you and you just give me this big old smile and reach in and just give me the biggest hug. And you pull back and I just look at you and I decide, what the hell? And I just kiss you. Just a nice, soft, sweet kiss and kind of catch you off guard a bit, but you return it. Then I pull away from you, still smiling and with a slight blush on my cheeks for being so bold. And you, pull back and you've got a little slight blush on your cheeks as well from, I think, being caught off guard. You're just smiling at each other. Take my arm, in a very gentleman fashion, and lead me to the restaurant. Get a small table. Not very secluded from everyone else, but there's not a whole lot of people around us. We order drinks and our appetizers and our entrees, and we're sitting there just chatting and just acting as if we've known each other for years. This isn't the first time we've actually met face to face. Where we're sitting at the table, I'm sitting actually fairly close to you. Our knees bumping each other periodically. I keep giving you these flirtatious smiles. About halfway through dinner, I feel your hand touch my knee over the skirt of my dress and just give you this big old smile in return. We continue to chat and I feel your hand gently start moving the fabric of my skirt up my knee a bit more so you can until you reach my bare leg, my bare knee. And just the heat from your hand on my knee just warms me. Gets a little flush to my cheeks. And I smile shyly at you. The waiter comes back, asks if we'd like dessert, and you say, no, we've got dessert planned somewhere else. But thank you anyway. The waiter leaves our bill and walks off, and before I can grab it, you take it. I'm treating you. I already told you that. And whatnot. So, I laugh a little and I say, okay. You go pay the bill and whatnot, and you walk out the restaurant and you say, did you drive? I say, no, I walked. It was quite easy to find, actually. And you say, oh, okay. I say, did you drive? He goes, yes, but it's actually not too far from the hotel you're staying at, so it's quite all right. Let's just enjoy the evening and just walk back to your and I'll just walk you back to your hotel. I'm like, okay. We walk back and you've got your arm around my shoulder and I'm kind of snuggled up to you and just chatting nonchalantly about anything and nothing, just enjoying each other's company. We get to the hotel lobby and we're waiting for the elevator and I ask, would you like to come up? Maybe for a drink? And you just give me this look that just says, just smile, and you just say, sure. I think we're both a little, being a little shy here. Whatnot. The elevator comes, we climb in, and your arm has yet to move from my shoulders, but as we're sitting in the elevator on our way up to my floor, your arm drops down and around my waist, and you can feel you kind of caressing my hip and drawing little circles on my hip, and makes me snuggle a little, just a little closer to you. We get to my floor and we walk off. We walk to my room. Walk in and I kick my shoes off and put my purse on the table and whatnot. And you're kind of standing awkwardly there. You know, kind of staring there, staring at the bed a bit. And I turn around and I catch you staring at the bed and you can see that I've caught you and you blush a little. And I kind of smile and giggle a little to myself and like, did you want that drink? He goes, actually, water would be fine, you say. So, I fill two glasses of water and I say, well, let's sit on the couch. You say, okay. So sit on the couch and continue chatting, and for the next 10 minutes or so, as we continue to chat, I've nonchalantly, discreetly, and discreetly kind of snuggled a little closer to you until I'm one more little movement away from actually full-blown wanting to sit in your lap. You look up and realize how close I am and our eyes meet and put your cup on the table and I put my cup on the table and just lean over and you put both hands on my face and just look deep into my eyes and tell me, I've been waiting a long time to do this. And you lean forward and you kiss me softly and gently at first. I wind my arms around you, around your neck, and shoulders pull you closer to me and inadvertently do climb onto your lap a bit. The longer we kiss, the more passionate and intense it gets, to a point where your hands are wrapped around me, crushing me to your chest, and the kiss has gotten just so intense and so passionate. My hands are running through your hair, and I'm straddling you now, and I can feel what this kiss is doing to you. It just turns me on further. And before I pull away, and I'm both breathing heavily, and I look at you, and I say, do you want to take this to the bed? And you give me this grin, yes. But before I could stand up, you've picked me up, wrap my legs around your waist, and you walk me to the bed, and you drop me down on it, and you climb up on there with me. And as I lay there, you lean in and kiss me again, and pull me so I'm laying on top of you. You reach behind me, undo the zipper on my dress, pull it down, and I can feel you undoing my dress. So I pull back from the kiss and sit up, and I let the dress fall from my shoulders. So I'm just sitting, so it's just kind of pulled around my waist. Okay, you have a sharp intake of breath, and you realize I wasn't wearing a bra with this dress. Supported me enough without, so I didn't need one. But you just look in awe at my bare breasts. You reach up and cup them gently, leaning forward, place kisses on them, gently work your tongue around my nipples, getting them all hard, making me moan. Your hands roam down my waist where the skirt's bunched up, and you push, signifying you want me to get, lose the rest of the dress. I maneuver. Sorry, I forgot the dress now. And I'm laying there, and it's my little black lace panties, and you're still dressed. You pull back, and you just sit there for a moment, admiring me. You just look at me, and you say, "You are so beautiful. Your pictures didn't do you justice." I blush a bit, and you lean forward and kiss me again, and it's just such a passionate, passionate kiss. You run your hands over my breasts, down my side, over my hip, over my thigh to my inner thigh, and makes me part my legs just a bit. You run your hand and just very gently place your hand over my pussy, and you can feel just how wet I already am, how turned on I am, how badly I want you. You rub my pussy a little bit over my panties, making me moan. Before you slip a finger inside and you can caress my bare skin. You reach up with your finger and you slowly start circling my clit. You pull your hand away. Pull back from the kiss, and you just look at me, and you just give me this smile. And you start trailing kisses down my jaw, my neck, over my collarbone, over my breasts, my nipples, down my stomach, till you reach the edge of my panties. I do hope you're going for what I think you're going for. Your hands reach up and grip the sides of my panties and gently and slowly pull them down my legs. I'm laying there, bare, and nothing in front of you. You spread my legs a little farther, exposing my hot little pussy to you. You stare at me just a little bit longer before you lean in and place a gentle kiss on my clit. You run your tongue around my clit just gently. Run your tongue up and down the length of my pussy. It feels so good. Just lapping at my pussy lips.
of my juices. Oh. 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 So good. And I feel you push a finger inside of me. Continue. Like it around my clit as your finger works in and out of me. Getting close. So good. Oh. And Heather, languid, just reveling in the moment and the feel of these sensations. Oh. You pull back with a satisfied grin on your face. You look at me. Is that good? You ask. All I can do is nod my head in agreement. Sit up, and you're still dressed. I sit up, and once I've caught my breath, and I reach for the buttons on your shirt, and slowly unbutton your shirts. Oh, run my hands over the skin of your chest and your stomach. Oh. Pull your shirt up to your pants since it's all tucked in, and slip it off your shoulders. And then I make quick work of your belts and your button and your zipper of your pants, and push them open and push them over your hips, and then you slide out of them, so you're just laying there in your underwear. I look at you and say, "Do you want me to return the favor?" You just nod. I can see your heart erection through your underwear. And just can tell you're just as excited as I am. Mm. the sides of your underwear and gently pull them down your hips, freeing your erection. Oh. My mouth waters at the sight of it. I lean over and take the head in my mouth, swirling my tongue over it and tasting your pre-cum. Oh, that tastes good. I take a little more in you, continuing to run my tongue up and down your legs, putting pressure in just the right spots. Your satisfied groans and moans and whimpers are encouraging me farther. Oh, take more of you in my mouth and continuing just to adore your cock with my mouth. Oh, feels so good. Take you all the way inside my mouth, and as I pull back, I start sucking, and gentle suction just driving me crazy. You run your hands into my hair, slowly, gently gripping it, just to guide my mouth along your cock. Not being forceful whatsoever, just the gentle pressure just, turns me on even more. Continue running my tongue up and down and all around your cock, just loving the feel of it in my mouth, the texture, enjoyment. I feel you gently tugging on my hair and let you lift my head up off of me and off of your cock, and you look at me like, oh no, I'm not going that way. I was like, okay. He goes, I want to come inside of you. Oh. Oh. How would you want me? I ask, and you look at me, and he goes, I want you to ride me. I break out in a smile, and I say, really? That sounds like fun. So I crawl up, I straddle you. Oh, I can't wait. Grab your cock and place it at my entrance. I slowly sink down on you. Oh, that feels so good. I just sit there for a moment, just enjoying, feeling you inside of me. I start moving up and down and up and down on you. Oh. I quicken my pace just a little bit. You grab my hips to help. One hand reaches down and starts grabbing my clit. Oh god. Oh god. Oh, you're making me come. Oh. You grab my hips and you flip me over so I'm on my back. You just start thrusting into me. Oh. 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 You're getting close. I can tell. Your thrusts are becoming harder and faster and more frantic. Oh. You're gonna bring me again. Oh god. Oh my god. You look me in the eye and you say, come with me. I want you to come with me. Oh, oh god. Oh god. Lay there, enjoying the moment, catching our breath. Oh. Cuddling and just enjoying the afterglow. Just such a wondrous experience. I don't know how long we laid there, but I think we must have fallen asleep, because I wake a short time later. You're propped up on your elbow and just staring at me, and I give you this sleepy smile, and you say, feel up to taking a shower? And I look at you and I'm like, bathtub's got a jacuzzi. I think a bath would be better. You just give me this big old grin. Sounds wonderful.